Candace Owens, Democrat policies are more threatening to Black America than white supremacy. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 21, 2019. Blexit founder Candace Owens testified before the House Oversight Joint Subcommittee hearing on confronting white supremacy on Friday, where she stated that while white supremacy and racism exist, there are bigger threats to Black Americans today, which Democrats have not only ignored but have also created. Owens said, "White supremacy is indeed real, but despite the media's obsessive coverage of it, it represents an isolated, uncoordinated, and fringe occurrence within America. It's a fringe occurrence that is being used, in my opinion, by Democrats to scare Americans into giving up their vote to a party that can no longer win based on simple ideas, which is why we're seeing so many of these hearings, despite other threats that are facing this nation. I want to reiterate that point. White supremacy is real, just as racism is real. But neither of these ideologies are real in this room. They have become mechanisms for the left to continue to call these hearings, and to distract from much bigger issues that are facing this country, and which threaten minorities. Much bigger issues that, Democrats, are responsible for." Owens then went on to speak about the issues that she feels are bigger threats to Black Americans today. "White nationalism sounds a lot better as a threat than father absence. When are we going to call a hearing on the 74% single motherhood rate in Black America today? My guess is probably never. Since Democrats are the author of that epidemic, which leaves us, Black Americans, 20 times more likely to end up in prison, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, and 5 times more likely to lead a life in poverty and to commit crime. White nationalism also sounds a lot better than illiteracy rates. I'm assuming we're never going to call a hearing on that, which is a real epidemic that is facing Black Americans and minority Americans today. An epidemic, which, by the way, has a lot closer of a tie to our nation's history of white supremacy. Slave codes in the early 19th century made it illegal for Black Americans to read. Why? Because if slaves could read, they could access information. I don't believe that much has changed. On the most recent National Assessment of Educational Progress, just 17% of Black students scored proficient in reading at a 12th grade level. 83% of Blacks in America were not found proficient in reading at a 12th grade level. Are we going to have a hearing on that? Probably not. Owens also talked about how words like racist and white supremacist have taken on new and expansive definitions. And she believes that, in addition to scaring Black Americans into voting for Democrats, these labels are also used to defame people who have absolutely nothing to do with propagating white supremacy in an effort to censor, silence, and control conservative voices on the internet, so that the left can better control the narrative. Owens went on to say, "Many words which have once held very serious meanings have come to take on a different definition over the last couple of years, as Democrats have desperately tried to grapple with the fact that they are no longer able to manipulate Americans with broad claims and broad strokes of racism, sexism, misogyny, and the like. Words like racism, which today, most nearly means anything or anyone that disagrees with a liberal," she added, "and terms like white nationalism, which today," added Owens, "most nearly means that it's election time, America. It's time for the left to do what they do best," she continued. "Divide, distract, and hope to keep their most important voting bloc to their party. Black Americans, angry and emotional and reactive enough to keep voting for the same party that has systemically destroyed our families, sent our men to prison, and deferred all of our dreams." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @Amastrangelo and on Instagram.